Well, Mrs. Haddon, your family, unlike the others, were not from Burnaby.
No.
But you came to Burnaby. Can you tell us how your family came to leave the prairies and how you got here and what your reactions were when you arrived in Burnaby?
Well, it was depression time on the prairie. My father, the company he worked for, went into receivership. They were able to work, but no money, and so we packed up and came out.
How did you get here?
Oh, in an old Dodge touring car. There was seven kids and my mother and father packed into this old car. Landed in New Westminster, stayed there for a month, and went over to Vancouver Island, to Victoria for a month, and then came back and finally settled in Burnaby. Government Road area.
Sorry?
Government Road area. Government and Phillips.
What were your reactions? Do you remember what you thought?
Well, about? It was nice to get away from the dust and to see things nice and green and warm. Lots of rain, though. We thought it was pouring the night we came into Vancouver first. Really pouring.
Well, that was more fun than coming from Vancouver to Burnaby. Nice long drive.
Did your father find work here?
No, he wasn't well. He didn't work.
So how did your family manage?
Well, he had a little bit of an income, and we had some garden, and we picked berries and picked hops and, things like that. There wasn't just
any,
what we
any
could.
Way you can make a dollar.
Yeah. There wasn't too much you could do, but...
Boy, that was an experience, picking hops.
Oh, it sure was.
Wow-wee.
Who would be growing hops then?
Up at Chilliwack.
Up at Chilliwack.
Big hop fields up there. Everybody used to go up there.
Well, that was real outing, wasn't it? Yeah. They had little cabins up there.
You worked real hard. You can make about 80 cents a day. 10 hours.
Well, berry picking is sort of the same.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't matter what you did in the harvesting line, that's all, about all you could make. It didn't matter what it was.
If you made a dollar a day, you were well.
Sure.
Sure.
You could at least eat berries when you were picking.
Sure.
You
didn't
eat hops.
No.
Well, was it hard to get that kind of work then? Berry picking, fruit picking?
No.
No.
It wasn't.
It was hard to try and get paid sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah.
But everybody had them. God, Bob Haddon, whatever, that year, two or three years he had strawberries. Good
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
He had strawberries all over the place. And then he got mad and made a lawn out of it.
I mean, you couldn't get people to pick in those days, either?
No.
That was in the 30s?
Yeah. Well, he'd come home and all us kids would be picking, and everybody had a slingshot, so yeah. Bend over to pick up there. Oh yeah. And he come home and found right in the middle of a big battle one day with these slingshots. Well, it didn't go down very well.
I don't think he had the strawberries when we came out.
No. And raspberries.
Yeah.
Well, that whole
front
place
part.
There on the front, on the right hand side of the driveway was all
yeah.
Strawberries. I don't know how many strawberries you get.
The work that your father asked you to do, what was that?
He wanted me to drive the truck for him because he was crippled and that.
And
which I enjoyed very much. And we were hauling logs and wood, and gravel, anything you could haul. Anything there was a dollar in.
Yeah. Who were you hauling for?
For ourselves and other people in the municipality at times, contracting for them, road work and that.
Didn't they have their own municipal works department?
No, they had an old beat-up truck that was never run. That's about all I can remember them having.
Yeah, I don't remember much equipment that they had.
No, they had an old Hayes Anderson there.
Yeah.
29 Hayes Anderson.
Well, the only thing I can remember getting anything new was a steel-wheeled grader that was hauled by a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
When would that have been?
Oh, I don't know, I was just a kid at the time.
They never really got the equipment until after the war, and it didn't amount to anything. It was cheaper for them to contract it out. Because if they had their own, they had to have a crew then all the time to operate it. And this other way, they could call you in for a day and, you know, and then you're lay you off for a day or anything.
So this was the 30s when you were contracting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Did the municipality have much money to pay you for what you did?
Well, it was, you had to wait a long time for it at times. And then they went into receivership and we really had to wait a while for it until they got squared up, but they finally paid off what they owed in time.
What kind of jobs were you doing for them?
Mostly hauling gravel. Yeah. For fixing up roads and bad spots where people couldn't get in and that. And different things.
Could you describe the relief work that you were helping with?
Well, they wanted trucks to haul, and they had no money for to pay for equipment. So they made a deal that they would give us $5 a day, 5 gallons of gas, and a quart of oil if we'd supply the truck and the driver. So I worked for, I guess it was a couple of months one summer down around Burnaby Lake. They were going to make a recreation spot over that, down by Cumberland and Hill Avenue, down in through there.
That's on the south side, southeast
corner of the lake. And the relief fellas were loading the trucks by hand, and we were just hauling a short distance and dumping for a fill. It was quicker in wheelbarrows. I think a little easier, maybe.
Were there many men working on that job?
There was quite a few. I'd say maybe about 50 at a time.
A lot of men who were on relief took pride in doing that, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
They wanted to earn their own way
they
and not
sooner,
get a handout.
They would sooner be working for their money than having it just handed to them in a script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no, they were a happy-go-lucky bunch. They, sure, some of them had big families and things were tough, but they were seemed to be cheerful. Because everybody was the same way anyhow. You never knew what was going to happen.
Well, did you consider that that was good pay, your $5 and your 5 gallons?
No, it wasn't good pay, but there was nothing else to do. So you may as well have that as sit at home.
Yeah.
And it was easy on the equipment, I mean, as far as that went.
Do you know how much the men working on the relief were getting?
I think they were getting around 40 cents an hour. $3.20 a day,
right. It was $3.20 a day on the Lougheed Highway.
Yeah. Well, that was the standard wage then, I think 40 cents an hour.
Yeah. And how would they determine who got the work? You know?
Well, the ones that were getting script were on relief. If they wanted to work for it, they had a chance to work for it, and then they got paid in cash. Otherwise, they'd just be given a voucher to go up to a grocery store and get what they wanted.
But this other way, you could spend it on anything you wanted.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I don't think this went on throughout the Depression. This is about 1931, 1932.
Yeah, 1932, 33.
And then for a while, I think they all got script.
Yes, they did. I know for a while, because they had trouble. The stores, a lot of the stores wouldn't take the script.
Oh.
They weren't getting paid for it. They couldn't cash it in for money. And they were holding up on this, and they had kind of a riot there at one time up at Edmonds.
Of the merchants or the unemployed?
Unemployment. Unemployed. Went on kind of a...
Gosh, remember the big riot they had downtown Vancouver?
Yeah.
That was in 32. When old Jerry McGeer read the Riot Act.
Oh, yeah. But they had a few of the merchants. I mean, they had a lot of money tied up in this script and weren't getting the money for it. And that's when Burnaby went into receivership then. Well, then the government stepped in and they were paying off then. So.